Are brain training games effective for better cognitive performance? Researchers at the University of Pennsylvania say there's no evidence these games improve cognitive function or decision-making. For WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk, Ann Hoffman reports.
The test group played executive functioning games in the Lumosity regimen for 5 days a week for 10 weeks. There were two control groups. One played video games designed by undergrads with no brain training component, and another group didn't play any games at all.
Contrary to our expectations, we found no evidence that commercial cognitive training affects neural activity during decision-making, nor did we find effects of cognitive training on measures of executive cognitive function above and beyond what we observed in two comparison control groups.
That's researcher and professor Karen Lerman. The team expected that they would see improvements in cognitive performance and that this would translate into people making less impulsive choices. Impulse control could have positive ramifications for people who smoke or overeat. To assess impulsive decision-making, the participants were asked to choose between smaller rewards in the moment and larger rewards later.
The extent to which, overall, people have a tendency to choose the smaller immediate rewards is called discounting, and that's been associated with a variety of behaviors, including impulsive and addictive behaviors.
But people in the Lumosity group did not see a big change in how they did on these exercises after playing the games, which to Lerman says there's no evidence that the brain training games help people become less impulsive. Now her team is looking at different forms of brain stimulation to treat smokers. She's researching whether transcranial magnetic stimulation, which has been approved by the FDA for treatment-resistant depression, could help smokers quit tobacco. Ann Hoffman, WHYY News.